From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the EU migrant distribution plan moves forward. The European Parliament has backed a plan to distribute some 120,000 refugees among European Union member countries. EU lawmakers voted to approve the measure Thursday, 372 to 124. There were 54 abstentions. The next move is for EU interior ministers to approve the plan. U.S. central bank officials have decided to keep interest rates unchanged at the record low rate where they have been for the last several years. Federal Reserve Chairwoman Janet Yellen says officials want more improvements in the labor market and need to see inflation rise to the 2% annual rate they think is best for the economy.
The committee anticipates that inflation will remain quite low in the coming months. As these temporary effects fade, and importantly, as the labor market improves further, we expect inflation to move gradually back toward our 2% objective.
Yellen spoke to journalists in Washington Thursday. The head of Burkina Faso's new ruling council says the president and prime minister are safe in military custody and will soon be released. Brigadier General Guibert Diendéré spoke today to VOA one day after soldiers overthrew the West African country's transitional government. The general said the military staged the coup because the country's political process was biased. Chilean officials say the death toll has risen from 10, to 10 rather, from an earthquake. Late Wednesday, the quake, which shook northern and central Chile, was centered about 500 kilometers north of the capital, Santiago. This is VOA News. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for a series of suicide bombings in the Iraqi capital that killed at least 21 people and wounded more than 50. The attacks on Thursday struck two predominantly Shiite neighborhoods in central Baghdad. Civilians and police were among the victims in the blasts. The Islamic State claimed responsibility in an online statement. The Obama administration can begin implementing the International Nuclear Accord with Iran after today's expiration of a 60-day legislative review period. Michael Bowman reports.
Senate Republicans mounted a last-gasp effort to register their disapproval of the accord, pushing a measure that would have prevented U.S. sanctions relief until Iran recognizes Israel and releases detained Americans. Democrats banded together to block the measure. Thus, despite weeks of thunderous and contentious debate, Congress is officially silent on the deal, freeing President Obama to begin implementation. Michael Bowman, The Capitol.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says global temperatures during August were the warmest on record, nearly a degree Celsius higher than the 20th century average of 15.6 degrees. The agency said the June to August average was also the highest dating back to 1880, when records were first kept, and also the highest ever for the first 8 months of any year. Scientists say the high temperatures are the result of a combination of climate change related to greenhouse gas emissions and an El Niño weather system over the Pacific Ocean that adds heat to the atmosphere. The biggest American automaker, General Motors, admitted guilt Thursday in hiding information from both the government and motorists about the defect in its vehicle ignition switches. That defect has been linked to at least 124 deaths. GM agreed to a $900 million fine to settle criminal charges in the case. German police have shot and killed an Iraqi man, a suspected Islamist, who had wounded a policewoman with a knife. Berlin police were called Thursday after receiving reports of a man acting aggressively. The suspect stabbed a female officer before another officer shot and killed him. Officials in South Sudan say at least 60 people were killed when an overturned oil tanker exploded, burning up people who were trying to siphon out the fuel. A local official told VOA the death toll is likely to rise due to the severity of many victims' burns. She said more than 100 others were injured in Wednesday's incident. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.